Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
How's everybody doing this morning? KK, let's start with you. How are you?
Okay.
What's going on?
For the very first time ever, my son showed up at the side of my bed and wanted to crawl in and cuddle.
Oh, yeah?
Welcome to the end!
How did you handle that? Was he not feeling good?
No, he's fine. He was feeling fine. I have no idea what happened. He was just like, Mama, I want to cuddle. I mean, how do you say no to that? So he crawls into...
I wouldn't have a problem with that.
Yeah, no, I should have. He crawled into bed, but little dude didn't want to cuddle. He's just sitting there, just tossing, turning, kicking. And then he brought some of his stuffies. So we have Horsey, we have Baby Turtle, and we have Dottie.
Yeah.
Dottie's the new ladybug. It's a him, by the way. And I was supposed to hold Dottie, but I wasn't holding Dottie the right way. So I was supposed to be keeping Dottie in my hand. And I really honestly was about to chuck Dottie into oblivion.
So now you've got an interesting decision to make here because he has been sleeping in his own room.
Always has. Like,
yeah.
This is, I mean, I count my blessings because here we are. He turned 4 in March. And he's been in his big boy bed for a while. And this is the first time he was ever like, wait, you mean I can leave this realm and go to another one? Why, this is neat.
Right. So what is there, a conversation later on, like, why last night? Why did you decide to hang out? Because you can, unless there's, he just wanted to hang out.
Yeah.
If you allow that, one, two nights in a row, now we're starting to get a habit. But if that's what you want.
No, it's not what I want. So we will have a conversation today when I pick him up from camp. Mm-hmm. So, and we're actually going, I have, like, one of my best friends is nearby. She's only like an hour and 15 minutes away at Barnsley Resort. So when I pick up Jimmy from camp, he and I are just going to scoot up north and go see her and hang out at the pool. So I'm looking forward to that. So we'll have a nice hour and 15 minute drive to discuss why you don't come into bed and bring your army of stuffies.
I'm sure 4-year-old Jimmy is going to really absorb that, take it in and correct his mistakes.
I'm sure it'll be happening again bright and early tomorrow morning.
If I were you, I would use all hour and 15 minutes to talk to him about that one subject. I'm sure he'll be locked and loaded and eager to talk about that.
No, I'm going to download as much Paw Patrol as possible, and that's what's going to be happening on the way to Barnsley Resort.
How you doing today, Cass?
I'm good. More of same of a similar issue. Children, TM. So I've been up since about 3:20 cleaning because Max is potty trained, but sometimes can't make it to the bathroom just in time. Mm. So luckily it was on tile, but that means he needs to get a bath because it went everywhere. So I've been up since for a while doing some laundry, but it is what it is.
All right. Okay. How about you, Abby?
For me, yesterday was an interesting day because we ended the show and I was like, did I in a drunken haze, agree to go to Indiana yesterday.
Indeed you did.
It was like 7 a.m. when you agreed. So were you drunk at 7 a.m.? I think that's the bigger conversation.
I think legally the exhaustion made me a little tipsy. I was like, I think I agreed to go to Indiana yesterday. So then I started panicking. I was like, do I have anything to wear? So I spent most of yesterday cleaning my apartment because A, my mom's coming into town, but B, I'm like, I need a dress. I need to find something to wear.
So if you weren't listening late in the show yesterday, Kristen came in with a really bad idea, and that bad idea, which by the way, I love bad ideas on this show. They excite me. Hit up Abby and said, hey, you want to go to a blind date in outside of Indianapolis with a listener's friend who thinks he is perfect for you. The dude is 6'5". He's in finance. Very good looking dude. And Abby agreed to that.
So I did agree.
Some remorse last night.
No, I wouldn't call it remorse. Just more of like in a state of shock of like, oh my God. The last time I left Atlanta Hartsfield Jackson Airport, I was getting all excited because I'm like, the next time I'm going to the airport, I'm going to Greece. And now the next time I'm going to go to the airport, I'm going to Indiana.
Greece, Indiana, they are practically the same thing.
It's time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
We have two very interesting couples to discuss because they're not quite exactly confirmed couples yet. So maybe we can discuss whether or not we think these two will make an incredible long-lasting pair. So we got the news this year that Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom have split up, which is really sad. I felt like they were very happy together. They have this beautiful daughter, Daisy, together. And I don't think anybody really saw this breakup coming. So when we got the news, we're like, oh, that's kind of sad. They're broken up. But it looks like Katy Perry has already moved on. Or maybe she's trying to make a point to her ex, Orlando Bloom, because there were rumors that maybe he was canoodling with Sydney Sweeney.
I think I know who you're talking about. And I'm not disappointed in Katy Perry. I'm disappointed in the other person.
Can we back up for 1 second? Did you say Orlando Bloom was hooking up with Sydney Sweeney?
There were rumors that they were canoodling, but it's not confirmed.
Okay. At Bezos' wedding.
But there was also rumors that she was canoodling with Tom Brady. Right. So maybe she's just trying to fire back because of the rumors.
I think just if she's in a room with other celebrities now, paparazzi, and the press grabs onto it. Oh, there must be some chemistry here. She looked at Tom Brady.
And I think, too, we were talking yesterday because of the new American Eagle ad and how she overly sexualizes herself. But some people are just organically sexual and they just ooze sexuality. I think she is one of those. Sofia Vergara is one of those type of people where it doesn't matter what she's wearing, what she's doing. She just kind of oozes sensuality and sexuality. And then this unfair label gets put on them that they are like, they're like these obsessive flirts and take advantage of their sexuality, where I think some people naturally just kind of have that gift.
It's the big boobs.
Yep.
It's a joke, but it genuinely is. Because if you think, because Christina Hendricks, I think, is another one of those women, and they're all in doubt. They've got good genes.
Yeah.
By the way, that controversy yesterday, as I was reading more about it, is ridiculous. It's utterly ridiculous. And it's one of the things that I think a lot of people, a topic like this that people will point to and go, we are way too sensitive. And I am still not convinced that it wasn't American Eagle itself that planted that fake story to create some kind of hysteria to get a promotion for their jeans.
So I'm still like, you know, getting up on the controversy. But when I look at something like that and I'm trying to gauge whether there is any merit whatsoever. But when you take that story compared to everything else that's going on, I feel like that's such a distraction story where there's so many other things that we need to be concerned about and like worried about. And the American Eagle ad is way down there on the list. Right.
I feel like I'm in the Kardashians where I'm like, people are dying, Kim. We have bigger problems than Sydney Sweeney and a campaign that may or may not have underlying messages. But photos have come out recently of Katy Perry and former Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau having dinner, like videos, photos. And now people are like, are they an item?
Cassie's point, big boobs.
Yeah, they're not as good as mine, but they're decent. But I'm just like, Justin Trudeau, what are you doing? I'm sorry, no shade to Katie. I don't know her. I don't know the things she likes to talk about. All I know is what I see of her on TV, which is this not even a chameleon. I feel like she changes her look every week trying to be relevant. And I honestly, maybe this is the start of a new chapter where she's really finding herself and settling into who she actually is. And I hope that for her, but I don't get it.
I'm going to assume I kind of get it maybe just with this theory that dude had to be around politics and serious stuff his entire life, right? Has to have his head on a swivel politically all the time, talking about very serious stuff. Maybe when Katy Perry rolls around, and she seems to have like some depth to her also, but she's also super fun. I don't want to say flighty. I just think that she's very fun, and you see her concerts are kind of light also. Maybe this is exactly what he needed and is being drawn into that.
When your life is heavy, I can see you wanting a lighter person in order to create some balance.
Yeah, I mean, she's kind of goofy and fun, and maybe he hasn't had that in a long time.
And she's so connected to love. She feels very connected to love. And honestly, with a face like Justin Trudeau's, he shouldn't have been in the whatever the White House is of Canada. He should have been in the club.
It's a blue house.
He shouldn't have been in the blue house. He should have been in the club.
It's a log cabin. Come on.
Maybe she'll bring him over to America, because honestly, I think Canada has less problems than us because they have hot politicians. You know what? If we brought back hot politicians, I feel like America would be a better place to live.
I like your platform.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Inside of you is a Karen trying to get out, but you never let it out because you're a little bit nervous about what people might think about you. So you get bad service, you internalize it. What you really need is to rent a Karen, which Abby is here for. All right, so if you want to complain, you want to leave a bad review or what have you, but you don't have the guts on your own to do it, you go ahead and you rent out Abby. And Cassie took her up on this.
I did, because a couple weeks ago, you came on here and asked us if you were being a Karen, and we decided no, but you were one in training, and I wanted to hire you to write a nasty review for somebody on Etsy. And it's not over something light, like, oh, my package arrived 2 days late. No. This person, I was messaging them about an urn for my mother for her final resting place, and we were making a deal, and she straight up ghosted me. As in, hey, what's your Venmo name? I'll send the money now. Ghosted, right? And I just was not having it, because my mom is sitting at a crematorium in West Monroe, Louisiana backwaters, and I wanted her to come home. And, you know, I didn't want something that had been, there's nothing wrong with this. I just didn't want something that had been mass produced for her to rest in, you know. And then all the other urns online through like funeral homes are like very expensive, like $500-$700. I'm like, love ya. We still have your memorial service to throw. So I had found like a beautiful, potter, I guess, who makes urns, pottery, and put resin waves over them. And it was just gorgeous. I think it was like $250. And I'm like, that's great. That feels like an appropriate amount to spend on my mother's final resting place. It's not too cheap, but it's not going to break the bank, right? And the thing you have to know also, I should have added this insight in, and the potter didn't know this, but we're not really doing a grave site for my mom. You know, we're going to scatter her ashes, but my mom was born in the UK, but didn't want to be buried in her hometown. We've lived all over Louisiana, but nowhere really truly feels like home except for the beaches of Florida where we had our happy family vacation. So we'll scatter her ashes there. But we're also not going to put a grave up in like Pensacola because we never lived there. It feels weird. We're a very transient family. And so I'm like, we're not going to give her a grave marker in Bastrop, Louisiana. I'm sorry. I know they lived there for 15 years. But if you've been to Bastrop, it's like a one stoplight town. They can't even keep a Mexican restaurant open. No, just I'm not doing it. OK, I'm going to get her a bench on the beach in Pensacola. Long way of saying this urn was really freaking important. OK, right. And we were planning to like pass it the house to house between my house, my sister's house, my dad's house, so that we would all have time with her.
It's cool. It's like the Stanley Cup.
My sisterhood of the traveling urn. And so that's why we're like, we want this beautiful piece. And so when this woman ghosted me, I was like, I had spent like a couple of hours looking for urns and I was so mad. So Abby wrote this like scathing review that was funny, but scathing. And it was just perfect. The very next day, I got a response. And I think my mom had something to do with it. Because if you guys will check your texts, this is what showed up at my house or my dad's house the very next day.
Wow.
What?
The urn. Get out of here.
So wait, she sent it without payment?
Well, we had already paid for it. Like, she had already taken the money because I went and did a purchase through the Etsy store because I'm like, maybe something's going on in her life where she stops messaging me. I didn't want to assume. So I'm like, I'll just buy the urn like normal. She took the payment and still ghosted. And I never even got a chance to post this review because the very next day the urn had showed up.
Oh, I would have made it way more scathing had I known she had taken your money.
Oh, yeah, she took the money. So my dad was about to go dispute the card payment like on the back end and be like, yo, we paid for this over a month ago. Nothing has happened. The seller's not responding. And the next day that shows up. So I don't know if my mom like got in there and was like, I'm tired of being in a cardboard box with some creepy people. Well, actually, they're very nice, but in the crematorium. But the urn showed up. So Abby, even though I didn't post your review, I think in the universe heard it and knew we meant business and decided to give me a little gift. So thank you.
That's what I'm here for. Worked. Making sure you don't get ghosted twice.
Thank you. Making sure my mom has a final resting place.
Absolutely.
I appreciate the assist.
The Burt Show.
I don't know if this is common if you're doing therapy or not. Let me ask you guys, because I think everybody in here has been in therapy at one point or another. When you're doing therapy, are there times where you realize after you've been doing it for a while that you catch yourself and go, oh, the therapy is working?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
The tools I've been given, like it's how I handle situations. There are certain situations that would have just beat me down.
Yeah.
But I now have the tools to handle them with a lot more grace.
And do you remember, is it like, because for me, they hit me like a hammer. Like, I go, and then something happens, and I don't even give myself credit for it at that time. But then I look back at it, I'm like, oh, that's kind of a different me.
I kind of realize it when I'm in it.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
How about you?
For me, the helpful part about therapy is getting it all out. It's the trauma dumping, essentially. And then I just haven't had a great streak with therapists yet, so I get annoyed. But then it makes me feel smart because I'm annoyed at them because they give me stupid suggestions. So it's a win.
Is it weird if I suggest a therapist for you that I'm seeing? Is that like a conflict of interest, even though we don't talk about you?
No.
The new one I have is great.
Kristen offered as well, which was really kind. Okay. I mean, I need to get back on that. It's taken a back seat. But I do think there are therapists who give great tools, and that's something I need to get back into. But I also do think there's a lot of power in, like, you know how even if you sit down with a best friend and you just dump all your problems out there and you kind of feel lighter? Yeah. It's like, that's cool, but as a friend, that gets tiring. So you pay someone then to listen to all your problems. And it helps. And I think even talking it out sometimes is a tool in itself because it helps you reanalyze the situation and look at it from different angles.
You haven't done a ton of therapy, right?
No, I mean, I did a lot of therapy growing up. I haven't done it recently because therapy is expensive. And I like to think that ChatGPT is the cheaper alternative. But for me, what was so good about therapy in my adult years when I was going is it's incredibly validating to talk about your experiences, especially if you're the type of person that was kind of raised to always feel like you're always in the wrong. And I think when you vocalize what you're going through, A, it helps you analyze it because you're not suppressing it. It forces you to get it all out there. So you're not just like pushing it down. You're actually talking to somebody about it. But then also to it is worth, honestly, the money for someone to look at you and go, wow, that really sucks.
Yeah.
And to feel like they know that they mean it.
Yeah, I'm going somewhere with this because I got to win and I'll get to it in a second. But here I think is the difference between ChatGPT and a real therapist is that when you are in front of somebody and they are pressing you on what you're saying, and sometimes it's BS and they call you on it, that is very different than ChatGPT because they know your history. Like, I don't look forward to going to see my therapist every week because I know she's going to call me out. She is hitting pain points for me that are very difficult, communicating about my feelings, intimacy and stuff like that. But sitting down and having to drive and go to it and do the hard work, I think is more beneficial than ChatGPT, even though ChatGPT has given me really good insight before.
Totally. I co-sign on this because I do remember a specific moment when my therapist challenged a thought I had. And I was like, I don't want to think about that. Like, I don't want to go there. And it was a really critical piece to breaking through this issue that I was having. And I pushed back so hard and she just nicely dug in and was like, no, really, what would happen? And made me sit there and go through the process. And I was like, I hate you, but this is working.
Yes. Yes. Here's something ChatGPT can't do that my therapist does do is we are working on me exiting. And that means when things are getting really heavy in my therapy session, what I have done my entire life is I break it up with a joke. And that is simply taking an off ramp out of confronting your feelings.
Deflection.
Yeah, and I do it constantly. So I'll make a joke in there, and then she'll just give me that look like, you just exited again. I'm like, dang it, I did. Please let me exit. But here's where I have really felt it the last couple of days, and I only put it together this morning, actually. I have told you guys before that I feel like I have been chasing contentment just about my entire life. It comes in spurts from time to time. Like if I'm on a vacation, I can slow myself down enough to go, wow, this is really beautiful where I'm at right now. This is a perfect moment for me. The sun is setting. I'm on a lake or whatever, and I can give gratitude to God in that moment, and I can just feel it. But they are elusive for me. They really are elusive for me. And I have noticed it more and more the last couple of days, actually. And it has everything to do with my family. And I've always kind of run away from that. Like, look, I've got my own kids. I'm in intimate relationships, but I always kind of feel there's a little bit of a pushback with people. Like, I don't want them to get too close. And when it does happen, I don't really embrace it, you know? And it certainly can be tracked back to the way I grew up with my parents. But even with my own kids, I feel like when I'm trying to embrace those content moments, there's just something where I'm leaning back a little bit, right? And I have noticed over the course of the last couple of days, this morning actually, is that these contentment moments for me have happened back to back to back the last couple of days. And they have everything to do with small moments hanging out with my family. You know,
the ordinary can become extraordinary when you look at it the right way.
And I have gone through my whole life, you know, hey, let's go travel to Europe together. Let's go do this together. Let's go. That's not what it is all about. And I'll give you a couple of examples. And maybe I'm word vomiting this morning. I don't know. So first of all, there was Hayden, Hollis, and Amanda and I all hanging out this weekend. And Amanda is crucial in this whole thing. We had a little adrenaline thing going when it comes to zip lining. But it was also an hour and a half of conversation where we were all really focused on each other. Amanda broke out her phone and demanded that all of us answer questions about each other that we normally would not answer. So we were getting really intimate answers about each other, and we were kind of calling each other out and commenting on it with each other, right? So this is the ride up to zip lining. The zip lining itself was great, took a couple of pictures, had a memory, great. And then there was the ride on the way back also where we were doing the same thing. And I felt in the moment when we were driving home, like, this really feels really, really great.
Aww.
Really, really great. And then Saturday morning, Amanda and Asa spent the night over at my house, and it's Saturday morning, and you know, almost five-year-olds, they wake up and they are shot out of a cannon. Asa is observant enough to the way that adults wake up that he calls Amanda and I, and mostly me, a sloth in the morning because I just can't jump in. I need coffee. I need two cups of coffee or whatever. And he's like, Mr. Burt, let's do this. Mr. Burt, do that. I'm like, please, can I get some coffee in me? But on Saturday morning, we woke up and we settled them down enough to where Amanda, Asa, her dog, Copper, and I were all sort of laying on top of each other on that hanging couch that I have in my living room in front of the window that I never, ever use. But Amanda was drinking her coffee. I was drinking my coffee. Asa was sort of laying on her. Copper was kind of laying on me. And we were talking about nonsense. Mm-hmm. Just nonsense. And it was so slow. And I felt in that moment so freaking happy, and I identified it in the moment. And it was nothing except slowing down on a Saturday morning and having coffee and hanging out and talking about spiders and snakes and stuff like that on a Saturday morning.
Those are the beautiful moments.
Those are the beautiful moments. And then there was another one yesterday where Amanda, Asa, and I went, and this is funny considering how much I was ripping on it as a first date a couple of days ago. She wanted to go do some pottery with Asa. And I'm like, yeah, I got the night. Yeah, I'll join you guys for doing some painting, some pottery. And we went, and the three of us were working on our projects, and at some point, Asa stopped talking just for a second.
He's a verbose child.
He sure is. But we were all working on our projects separately yet together, and in that moment, I kind of looked around and I felt in the room like, this is glorious.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it does not get any better than this. And this morning, I was thinking, maybe the therapy is like the therapy plus Amanda mm-hmm. is like settling me down and really making me enjoy life more.
I think it is.
Yeah.
I think you're actually seeing the fruits of your labor right in front of your eyes.
Right.
Because I know you've been saying like it can be infuriating because you're like, how old am I? I've been doing this therapy thing for so long. My mommy and daddy issues are still affecting me. Like, WTF, shouldn't I be quote unquote fixed by now, right? And we're all constantly works in progress. I need my second cup of coffee. We are all constantly works in progress, right? And life is ever changing, and it's going to throw a lot of stuff at us. So we're going to have to constantly evolve with it, right? So, you know, our traumas from the past will kind of sneak their ugly heads in. But now that you're seeing it with these fresh eyes and you're not exiting, like you're sitting in stuff that you didn't want to before, but now you're seeing the little moments for what they are.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you'll continue to see more too, because, mm-hmm. you know, there is a point and there is something to do to this for anyone listening as well. And I'm not saying you did this, but you can train your brain to start noticing these moments. So if you're looking for glimmers throughout your life, like I love when sunlight filters through tree leaves. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. It just makes me feel magical, and I'll stand there and I'll appreciate it. And the more you think about that stuff or make yourself start looking at that stuff, the more it's going to become evident because your brain is low key always searching for that. It's like if you're shopping for, let's say, a red Mazda, right? And then all of a sudden you start seeing that car mm-hmm. everywhere. It's because it's on your brain and you don't realize it. And so now that you've started noticing these content moments, I bet you'll start sitting in them and noticing them more and more. And I really hope for you that it sounds like you've done really hard work to break down some barriers, because the leaning back thing to me says like, okay, I still kind of am trying to protect myself just a little bit in case things go sideways. And it sounds like you did the work to get yourself to a place where you're comfortable lowering those barriers, and you've got the right people around you to do that.
Yeah.
And now you can notice those moments. So I really hope that your life just gets even more happy and content.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, I think you need to call up our listener and apologize for ragging on pottery as a first date now. I think that's your next therapy challenge.
I still wouldn't go in on a first date.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, so Kristen and I are seeing something completely different here. Stumbled upon this a couple of days ago. It is a trend that has been happening on ChatGPT and social media for a while, and I decided to jump in on it. And Kristen and I have some really good friends, Molly and Joel Cassie, also Molly and Joel, and they have a newborn, Joni, who is like the most, she's adorable.
She's precious.
How are Molly and Joel not capitalizing and cashing in on that kid? That's got to be.
She's a beautiful baby.
She's a beautiful baby, right?
Always smiling.
Always smiling, right? Well, they came over the other day. Molly and Joni came over the other day. And I was really curious. I snapped a picture of Joni and tried this trend where you put it in a ChatGPT and you ask, like, what is my kid going to look like when they're 16 years old?
You got Molly's blessing before doing that, right?
Uh-uh. Yeah, of course I did.
Okay. I'm about to come across this table at you.
No, she was just as into it, right? Yes. And I didn't share it on social or anything. But the picture came out and it was beautiful. It looked like Joni at 16. ChatGPT knows what it's doing. It's amazing. So Molly was sitting there with her mouth wide open because that's the last thing you're thinking of is like, what is my kid going to look like there? And even if people could have predicted it before, you probably wouldn't have given it a lot of credibility because it's a person, but somehow ChatGPT is definitely going to get it right. And it was a beautiful, beautiful picture. So I shared that with Amanda, who did the same thing with Asa. And his picture came out amazing. What a good-looking 16-year-old kid. And then she tied it together on her family tree, and Asa looks so similar to her brothers when they were 16 years old.
Aww.
Like ChatGPT nailed it. And I thought it was fascinating and beautiful, and Kristen called it creepy.
So we're going to have to get deep again because I was trying to figure out why I had a visceral reaction to it when you showed me, because it was... I mean, if I'm just being fair and honest with myself, it was off-putting when you showed it to me. Like, I didn't have that same reaction as you did. And so I sat with it for a couple days. Like, why? Because, you know, I'm like, why did I have that reaction? Because, I mean, yeah, it's cute. And I've also seen the trends with teachers doing it with their students to show them what they could be when they grow up as, like, astronauts or veterinarians or military. And I didn't have that reaction then. And so I sat with it, you know, because that's what therapy teaches you to do. You like to sit with things because, you know, and I'm a big fan of getting to the why. And again, we're going to have to get deep. Sorry, not sorry. I would absolutely not do this with Jimmy. And there are two main reasons why. The first is, and we see things through our lived experience, right? We don't see things as they are. We see things as we are and everything we've experienced, and that colors everything that we see. So for me, while I am so grateful for my son and that we were successful in conceiving him, you still have resentment when you are in the TTC club, the trying to conceive club, and you still have resentment with your infertility because you didn't get to have like the normal process that everybody else did. And a lot of things were stolen from you as far as like being able to surprise Bart that we were pregnant or, you know, things of that nature. Mm-hmm. Like it takes some of those, it sucks those milestones and special moments out because it's just so technical and so, you know, scientific. So,
I want it to be, and I'm not saying ChatGPT is getting this, like, is getting the nail on the head. Will these kids look like this when they're 16? Who knows? I think it's just like a fun internet viral trend to do. But for me, I don't want to know what he looks like when he's 16, because I want that to be a surprise. You know, I want that to be a part of seeing him ever evolving, because we got a lot of that stolen from us having to go through the IVF journey, right?
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then there's another one, but it's so morbid and I'm so sorry. I am not a little stitious. I am superstitious, and I don't want to put that into the universe, because I fear doing something like that is, I don't even know how to say this, and I feel like I need a trigger warning doing it. I feel like I jinx it by doing that with him.
Mm-hmm. You think that if a beautiful picture comes out, they're going to end up as an ugg?
No, it's worse than that.
That would be the real tragedy.
He won't ever get to that point.
Oh, gosh, that is dark.
I know.
I know where you're coming from.
I told you.
Wow.
I told you. Because it feels like you're being presumptuous with the universe.
Right?
Like, what is my kid going to look like at 16? You don't know what's going to happen in the next 12 years.
I get it.
So I don't even want to mess with it. I don't even want to touch with it. Because, again, I'm not a little stitious. I am superstitious.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams sale and get 30% off Duration, Woodscapes, and Superdeck products May 1st through the 11th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.